Mix 94.7 KMCH guest of the day, Bob Wendt, sits to my right with the Delaware County Master Gardeners. How are you, good sir? How are things?
Things are going well.
Good. You had a big turnout, you were telling me last week, for Mondays in March.
Yes, we had 68, which is record numbers.
That's awesome.
Pre-COVID, so it was very good. We had a good turnout and a great program.
Awesome. Now, we're talking, of course, Mondays in March. The next 3 weeks here at Our Savior Lutheran Church, 116 Getzko. Starts at 7, doors open around 6:30. What do you got queued up for everybody this week, sir?
Okay, this Monday we have Season of Color by Nora Lozada, and her title of her presentation is A Season of Color. Blooming from spring to fall, color for all. Colorful plants you should know that are easy to grow. Nora has about over 10 years experience. She's currently working for a Ball Seed Company. She actually, at this time, she serves the whole state of Iowa, to my knowledge.
Oh, wow. So quite the coverage area.
You bet.
That knowledge, $2 donation to get you in the door coming up this evening.
Pretty reasonable admission.
Yeah. And what else you got? And I know you guys do a little something-something, too, giveaways and stuff, and you've got some handy tips for us as well. So I'll just kind of follow your lead. What do you got elsewise?
Well, we usually have door prizes, a few door prizes at the end of each session. But what I want to visit with you this morning about is some ongoing service projects.
Okay.
We just, don't service the, immediate Manchester area. We also have some outlying towns that some of our master gardeners take charge of.
Okay.
And I wanted to share those outlying areas this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have Dundee Park, and at Dundee Park, Hugh Strong, he is the leader of the group, and it consists of planting annuals around the flagpole up there.
Oh, cool.
It's in the city park near the Freedom Rock.
Oh, yeah. Right there, almost right at the curve, right? Where it kind of makes that bend in the road.
Yeah, so that's where that project is.
Okay.
And then another one is Backbone Park Beach House Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And Marilyn Cunningham, who is our new president of the Master Gardeners for Delaware County. Marilyn, she heads that up. The beds feature mostly perennials and some annuals. We help Marilyn do the planting and weeding as needed, and we also help her do the mulching in the spring.
Okay, good.
Another project that we have in the Hopkinton area is the Hopkinton Mini Mart. So as you go through Hopkinton on Highway 38, right there at the Mini Mart, toward where you turn off to go to downtown, right on the corner, there's a beautiful garden there. And Suzanne Ryder, she lives down there at Hopkinton, and she's in charge of that. Also, in the downtown area, there's a Lions Club Pavilion, and we plant annuals along that pavilion down there, on the main drag.
Okay,
the main drag through Hopkinton.
So it's not just meetings. You guys are staying busy and turning dirt a lot, too, it sounds like.
You betcha. another outlying area that we cover is Delhi City Park. Jackie Mormon, she's in charge of that. It's pretty interesting because that was a new project, I believe, about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for the younger people. And there's actually, I think, 16 or 18 reading stations there.
Oh, wow, okay.
And they can go through and read a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it gets changed monthly. I'm not sure on that, but I believe that Jackie changes on a monthly basis.
Which is funny because Jackie can't read. I'm kidding, Jackie. I love you. You know I'm kidding.
So that covers some of the outlying areas as far as our service projects.
Yeah, well, any gardening tips before we say goodbye for this one?
I do.
Something to look forward to after the last week and weekend we've had.
One thing that some people are doing right now, and not everybody's into this, but this is the time of year that you would be tapping maple trees.
Oh, yeah.
To collect the sap for making that wonderful maple syrup, which you love on your pancakes and waffles.
Look at me, Bob. You can tell I do.
It's really pretty good for glazing salmon, too. Glazed salmon with maple syrup.
It's a good way to ruin maple syrup, I think. But yeah, stop by tonight, 116 Getzko Court, Our Savior Lutheran Church. Doors open at 6:30 and programmed 7 o'clock tonight. Anything else before we say goodbye for this one?
Well, another thing you could be doing this time of year, you know, it's been a long winter and so forth, and you have those house plants indoors, mm-hmm. and it'd be a good time to those root-bound house plants, repot them into a container about 1 to 2 inches larger okay. than their current container. And then another thing you should do is stop pruning oak trees this time of year to prevent the transmission of oak wilt.
Ah, okay.
So that's my gardening tips for this morning, Justin.
I like to tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree just to keep it warm in the wintertime.
Well,
big
maybe
ribbon.
That'll help prevent transmission of oak
Never
wilt.
Know.
I don't know.
We'll have to ask Tony Orlando. He'd know the best. So,
he
Bob,
would.
Always good to see you. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you can get more details about the Delaware County Master Gardeners Mondays in March on our website at kmch.com.